And I believe our final testimony is Brandy Mace. Good afternoon.
Senator Collins, Representative Flood, members of the Appropriations and Transportation Committee, my name is Randy Mace, and I'm here as president of the MBTA, which is the Maine Better Transportation Association. I'm speaking neither for nor against LD 420. However, I want to emphasize that the MBTA supports the development of a container handling facility at the Port of Searsport and has held this position for decades. Given our understanding of the federal environmental review process, there must be an analysis of alternatives, and it is therefore not possible for the legislature to assert, as this bill does, that the facility must go on Sears Island. As an aside, MBTA would support such a use of Sears Island. Additionally, given our understanding of the intentions of the sponsor, we suggest that the committees consider the applicability of PL 2009, Chapter 648 of the Public-Private Partnership Transportation Projects, appearing as Section 4251 in Title 23. This law authorizes the department to receive or to solicit proposals to form a public-private partnership for a transportation facility and could be used to develop a container facility in the Port of Searsport. This law prescribes the process to be followed, including standards for review and ultimately legislative approval. Beyond these suggestions, we would urge that an inquiry be made to the department as to the current capital needs of the state to provide ongoing support of the three-port strategy, which has been in place since the late 1970s. Past legislatures have spent some time reviewing the three-port strategy to ensure that proper investment is made as appropriate in these three major ports. In closing, I'd like to add that I've been listening to the testimony, and a thought came to mind. We talked about some efforts that were made back 4 or 5 years ago, and I would encourage people to go online and to just Google Milford, Nova Scotia. And I think what you'll find that since we've last brought this up and didn't have success, that they've taken the bull by the horns. They've gotten together up there. They've put together a fantastic public-private partnership. And there is an absolute first-class, top-notch container facility that is in progress of being constructed up there today that's going to afford economic development for all of Eastern Canada. Thank you for your consideration of these comments.
Thank you, Mr. Mace.
Any questions?
I don't see any. I think you're safe. Thank you very,
very
much.
Very good.
I don't have any other people signed up for this bill, LD 420. If there were any, please come forward. Seeing none, we will close the hearing on LD 420.